Welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Thank you for joining us on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. Here are your hosts, Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
From the Cavaliers production studios at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in downtown Cleveland, hi again, everybody. It is indeed Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday night. Cavs off tonight, back in action tomorrow when they take on Charlotte again. Second meeting in 3 days between the Cavs and the Hornets. And Jim Jones, as always, a pleasure to have you on Cavs HQ joining me. And on the show today, boy, we're going to be busy. We're going to look back on the Cavs' win last night over Charlotte as the Cavs rolled 115-92. And then a couple of very special guests. We're going to have Brad Sellers, and of course, he's a huge part of our Cavaliers Audioverse as he teams up with Mike Snyder after every game on the post-game show, so we'll talk to Brad. And then later on in the program, this is going to be really cool, our very own Ryan Boo Banks from the Cavaliers, Senior Director of Broadcast Services. She sat down with Holly Rowe from ESPN, this being Women in Athletics and Women's History Month, the month of March. And so we're going to hear Ryan's conversation with Holly Rowe. That should be pretty cool.
Yeah, and all of that makes for a very comprehensive program, Tim. It's that time of the year now when teams are looking forward into the possibilities. Key words like survival, adjustments, and momentum come into play. And that's where we are right now at this point in the season.
So we'll take a quick time out, and when we come back, we'll take a quick look back at last night's Cavs win over the Hornets at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. So stay with us. As Jim said, we've got a jam-packed show. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday night on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. Merrill quickly to Mobley, back to Merrill, quick flick, bang!
How do you like that? He didn't need much time or much room. Sam Merrill.
Okoro, Euro steps into the lane, off the glass, no good. Merrill tracks down the rebound, bounce to ice. Out front, Niang, three ball up and down.
That ball movement and the second shot opportunity.
Merrill bounce out front to Mobley, quickly to Porter, who drives and scores.
How do you like that play, Tim? Ball movement, cutters, the whole thing.
Great big thank you to the dynamic duo on the other side, Technical Director Marty Allen, Senior Producer Kurt McLaughlin, putting together a little highlight montage from last night's Cavs win at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse when they downed Charlotte 115-92. Well, it was a game that got off to a sluggish start, 20-20 at the end of one, but then the Cavs got it rolling in the second quarter and really coasted home from there. And boy, Jim, that was a badly needed win for the Cavaliers.
Yeah, it was. And it reminded us of when the Cavs, when they went 18-2, how they were able to continue to play both ends of the floor with the same intensity and efforts. The ball movement, the players cutting, the spot-up shooting from three-point range. You know, even though it was the Hornets, everybody's playing the same themes. They really needed that win, and they needed to win it like that, you know, where they were doing it together, not one person dominating.
Jim, the stat that stood out to me, how about a season-high 41 assists? You talk about ball movement. Man, it was hard to keep up in the Joe Tate perch last night.
Those are two things I've always talked about in my commentary, ball movement and player movement, because those are the fundamentals of good offense. And I'm telling you, last night the Cavs had it all.
Well, after the ball game, JB met with the media and the head coach of the Cavaliers. Number one, I'm sure, was happy. Number two, relieved the Cavs needed that win. And he said the game last night is when the Cavs were playing at their best.
When we're at our best, the ball is moving and we're creating for others. So, again, having fun doing that, that was the point of it. And, you know, when we're enjoying each other's successes and making each other better, that's what this team is having the most fun, and that's what we just got to keep working on.
Jim, it was interesting. That was a theme throughout JB's press conference yesterday before the game, that he thought the guys had lost some of the joy of playing. Just go out and have fun, and it looked like that reappeared last night.
Well, when you're not having fun, it sounds like you're giving in to the pressure. And we understand that there's pressure in this game, the pressure to perform well, the pressure to win, and the pressure of losing. So if you can put all that in the back of your mind and just continue to be competitive, competition, competing every time down the floor, offense to defense, defense to offense, and then solving some of the problems and challenges that go with a game based upon the different strategies, that becomes fun. And I think that's what JB's trying to get them back to. And last night, I thought they had fun.
Well, a guy who must be having a blast all season long then is Jared Allen. The consistency of Jared, and he added to his career-high double-doubles last night with 17 points to go along with 13 rebounds. And Jared said after the game, listen, I just try to play the same way, game in, game out, every night.
For me, I just try to be consistent. That's one thing that's not easy in this league, trying to come into every single game and play at the same level every single night. But as cheesy as it sounds, I just want to give my teammates, you know, just the confidence that they know I'm going to be there. You know, I'm a play the same way every single night. I'm going to hit the open man. I'm going to take my shots. You know, I'm just trying to keep things simple.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jared Allen has put together an outstanding season, and I don't think it's cheesy at all, Jim. Just go out and give 100% and try to help your teammates in any way you can.
Yeah, and I can see him being rewarded at the end of the season, guys. You know, we picked three teams for All-NBA. And he's definitely going to be on one of those teams. Probably not the first team. That's pretty heavy with Jokic and Embiid. But there's no reason to say that he won't be on one of the other teams because of his consistency of play. You can look at his eye candy and see what he's doing, but you can also look at the analytics. This guy gets it done every night for this team.
And another guy that, boy, it's great to have him back out on the floor. Big number four, Evan Mobley, his second game back last night. He put in a sterling performance in just 25 minutes of basketball, 17 points, 7 rebounds. And, Jim, how about 8 assists for Evan last night?
Well, that's rare for Evan because, you know, one of the things that we had issue with last 2 years was giving him enough touches. But mostly those touches were going for him to score. But see how his game has evolved, Tim? He's seeing things. He has the ability now not only to create for himself but to create for his teammates. Huge plus. And when he and Jared are in there together or one is substituted out, it makes for a tough inner defense where guys can't get to the rim and you can also contest shots in the mid-range. We need both of those guys, and it was proven when we lost Evan.
And, of course, the Cavs with those 41 assists last night. Evan said after the game, when the ball is moving, the Cavs can beat anybody.
The sky's the limit. I mean, you saw the run we went on midseason. I feel like we can definitely do that again, and we just got to get on that same page and continue practicing this and working on these next few games and get ready for the playoffs. And I feel like everyone had that pop in their step and was ready to attack.
And when the ball is moving, that creates opportunities, and Sam Merrill took advantage of that last night. He hit 4 from downtown, 12 points in the ball game, and Sam joined Jim and I after the game, and he said, no doubt, Cavs got into a rhythm.
You want to be in a rhythm, and we overall have struggled, you know, these last few games, and credit to the defenses we've been playing against,
yep,
Miami and Minnesota, but,
yep,
you know, we've struggled to get into a rhythm, and tonight we were able to, and it certainly helps me, helps everybody.
So the Cavs now, Jim, with a little momentum as they get ready for Charlotte again tomorrow night and then back home on Friday for Philly.
Yeah, and we need to win that game. We need to win as many games as we can. You know, we hold the tiebreaker against Milwaukee. If we can win 7 out of 10, you know, that might give us an opportunity to move up to second place. I don't like looking behind. Let's look forward. Let's keep winning.
I love that attitude. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout, and when we come back, boy, a guy who offers great insights all the time, and he's a key part of the Cavaliers audioverse, Brad Sellers, who does post-game work with Mike Snyder, game in and game out, will join Jim and I. We'll talk Cavs basketball with Brad following this on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers audioverse. Mobley gave it to Garland. Garland changing hands. Back to Mobley. Drives and scores with the left hand.
Two-man action. Just a simple two-man game. I give it to you and roll.
Garland on the feed to Allen. Pow! With the right
hand. I like the action, Tim. Back and forth. Back and forth. But Jared Allen is in the middle of the half-court game.
Garland gets the handoff from Allen. Bounces it back to Jared. Lob to Mobley. Pow! The throw with the throw to Mo.
The Cavs have made the adjustment, Tim.
And we welcome you back, Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. All along, the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. Great to have you with us on this Tuesday night. Cavs off tonight, back in action tomorrow night in Charlotte. They'll be taking on the Hornets, and yes, those highlights from the Cavs and Hornets last night at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse as they play twice in 3 days. Great to have you with us and great to have joining us on Cavs HQ. You hear him all season long as part of the broadcast when he joins Mike Snyder on the postgame show, one Brad Sellers. Brad, great to have you with us once again on Cavs HQ.
Gentlemen, yes. My pleasure to be with you guys.
Well, yes. Let's talk about the stretch run. 10 to go. And here we go with Charlotte tomorrow night, Philly on Friday, 5 games out on the coast, and then the final 3 back at home. I know we're dealing with a lot of injuries, and there's a lot of fluidity, but size up these final 10 games, if you could, and how you see the Cavs positioned.
Well, I put it in a nutshell. There's 10 games to go, 6 of those against playoff contending teams. So that leaves 4, Jimmy, if I can count correct, that you got to get, right? Those 4 that aren't the playoff contending teams, you got to get to put those in the bag. And then that leaves the other 6, and you figure out in those 6 what you can get. You know, I would say, Tim, if I could get 7 out of 10, I'd be great. I'd be happy, right, on a stretch. Considering that we don't have everybody back yet, right? So if I get 7 out of 10, I'd be happy.
Yeah, I agree with you, Brad. That 7 out of 10 sounds very, very good, because if we can do that, it might land us even in second place.
Right.
The one thing I wanted to talk to you about was the hectic and the weight of an 82-game schedule. We're talking about injuries. We're talking about survival. This has been an unbelievable season because everybody in the East has lost key people, but the Cavaliers' depth seems to keep coming to the forefront. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, I tell you this, Jim. I think that this year, obviously for the NBA, was an experimental year with the in-season tournament. And I see that even though you can't statistically say it, there has to be some correlation between those games, playing that hard early in the season, like the end of the year type of energy, leading to some of these injuries that are besetting on these teams. So they'll get the balance right. The rest of it really for us is that it's putting extra load on a bunch of people here. And so we want to make sure our guys don't get worn out. I'm worried about Karis because over the last couple of games, he's been down in production, but he's been playing, he's been doing yeoman's work here. And so it, at some point, it's bound to catch up on you. I'm very appreciative of this person. I'm very appreciative of George Yang and the way he's played, because he's been near Jim every game.
Yep.
He has showed up every day. And so, that's a feat in today's NBA, Jim. It really is.
Yeah, he's the only Cavs player to have played in every single game this season, and he has been productive, a shrewd offseason signing. Again, we're talking with Brad Sellers. You hear Brad throughout the year on the postgame show with Mike Snyder, all along the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. So, Brad, let's paint a scenario here. When the Cavs are healthy and all the bodies are out there, theoretically, share with our fans and listeners why they'll make a deep run in the playoffs.
Well, when we're healthy, we're tough. You know, the way that I think that we finished up last year left a bad taste in everybody's mouth. And the guys, when they're on the floor together, they've shown that they can plow through that, right? But it requires everybody to be here. And I think that the team's philosophy of here, just hold people out, let the rest of the team hold us in place if they can, and give us the additional time to get people back on the floor. But that's what's going to be key to a long playoff run, to a substantial playoff run. You got to have bodies. You got to have bodies that are available, that are the ones that are productive throughout the season. And so I think the philosophy that we're using to give ourselves the bandwidth at the end is probably the best. I will tell you that in a nutshell, I don't think you're going to see the performance that you saw last playoff run, because it was new to some people. This time, you know what to expect. You know exactly what to expect. And so I got to think that as a player, you're going to rebound from that.
Brad, I just want to commend you and your beautiful daughter and her team for the run that they had through the NCAA. Talk a little bit about that. I hate to break it in, but it's so obvious. It's like the elephant in the room. We have to talk about her a little bit.
Well, I say that, thank you for that, Jim. I'll tell you that Cheyenne and Shays at Purdue Fort Wayne, so they're going strong in the WNIT. They're still in it. She actually can joke with Cheyenne now, like, we went farther than you went, right? And so so Cheyenne left her a little nasty message the other day, like, I saw that interview on TV. Don't say that again. So I will tell you this, that and the one thing about the girls, Jim and Tim, are that, you know, they stay – you know, they got Bally's hooked up in the room up there, so they always watching the Cavaliers. They always are. And they're always like, send us some more Cavalier gear, because we want to let everybody know up here we're from Cleveland. So, but the thing about it is, Cheyenne's gotten better, Jim. She's gotten better. She's got a chance. She got really a chance. Her dream has always been able to play in the WNBA. She's knocking on the door. So there's a talk I'm going to have here in the next week or so with her about, and Jim, you'll know this, what it takes to get to the next level and how you have to prepare in that final stretch run to get yourself focused and ready to go. But she's had a great experience in Maryland. I was down at Ohio State last week for the announcement of Jake Diebler as the coach, and the folks in Columbus were like, is she ready to come back to Columbus now? I said, I don't think that's, I said, I think that boat has sailed.
Oh, man. One proud papa, Brad Sellers, talking about his daughter. Yeah, Cheyenne with the Maryland Terrapins, a great run in the NCAA Women's Tournament. We're going to take a quick time out. We got more to discuss with one Brad Sellers, so stay with us. We'll continue with Brad after this on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse.
Earlier this month, as part of the Cleveland Cavaliers and Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse team member volunteer program, various team members attended a happy hour with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Cleveland to learn more about the program and organization and find information on how to become a big. Each year, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Cleveland partners with the NFL Inspire Change Initiative for the Big Draft. As the NFL drafts their next team of all-star players, Big Brothers Big Sisters drafts their next team of all-star bigs. Cavs in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be back with the second half of Cavs HQ presented by Betway right after this on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse.
This is Cavs HQ on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse, presented by Betway. Now back to the second half of the show with Tim Alcorn and Jim Jones.
And, of course, on the other side of the window, the dynamic duo of senior producer Kurt McLaughlin, technical director Marty Allen. And we are thrilled to have joining us as a guest this week on Cavs HQ, presented by Betway, one Brad Sellers, an integral part of our Audioverse team, as Brad and Mike Snyder bring you the post-game show after every Cavaliers game, which means Brad will be back at work tomorrow night when the Cavs are in Charlotte for their second game in 3 days against the Hornets. Jim Jones, you want to get things rolling with Brad here in our second segment with Brad?
Yeah, thank you. I just want to talk about the mindset of this Cavalier team. What they've done in spite of the injuries, it really relates to their coach, I think. I think JB's done a fantastic job. Could you talk a little bit about JB and his staff and what they've had to deal with?
Jim, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think JB and his staff have done a marvelous job. I mean, most people in this league could have folded. You know, they could say, I don't have everybody here. There's a built-in excuse. There's no pressure on me to win. If we win, we win. That's not been the mindset of the Cavaliers. JB and the staff have kept the guys pumped. They've allowed people who hadn't played to allow them opportunity to play. And those guys have delivered. So you have to tip your hat to what's going on here down at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, because it should not have happened. Look around the league, Jim. I mean, you'll see the teams that fell apart when their people fell apart, right? And when they fell down and went out with injury. We haven't done that. We're in the thick of things and have a chance to really host a home game here in the opening round of the playoffs, which I think for us is key, right? Making sure that we don't fall into alignment with somebody that you don't want to be aligned with. Because, Jim, you know there's always a team that you don't want to be aligned with early.
Yep. Who's that team, Brad?
For me?
Yes.
Well, I don't like the Knicks. That's probably because of some old personal stuff from back in the day. I don't like the Knicks. I think Philly is on the mend. And, you know, I tell you who is really, really, you have to keep your eye on who's tricky. And we didn't do well against them the last time. That Orlando Magic.
Yes.
Yes.
Young, dangerous, don't even know that they're not supposed to be around like this, right? That's the kind of team you don't really want to see because they just don't know to be know what not to know.
Brad, I want to get a quick follow-up if I could there because you mentioned in the first segment that the Cavs are going to learn from last year, the young guys like Garland, like Okoro, like Mobley. But talk about what the veteran additions will also mean, like Strus when he's back, like Niang, and even the recently signed Marcus Morris Sr. I think he lit a fire under the Cavs last night. That may not have been an accidental ejection.
You need veterans around because the veterans know the tempo and the time. Now, I'm not mad at the forearm shiver to the neck yesterday. Jimmy, that's old school. Like, come through here if you want to.
Yes, yes, yes.
Listen, you better guard your grill coming through here. But I would just tell you, the veteran leadership that's required here, and you think about this, Marcus Morris has been around. Strus has been at high level with the Heat, right? Niang and Philly, right? These guys are not, and you can see in their actions throughout the year, George Niang never backs down from a skirmish. Max Strus never backs down from a skirmish. You've seen this throughout the year. And you know Marcus Morris has just shown you, just follow his clips. Right. go back to Kansas. He's like, I'm not one of those. I'm not one of those guys. Right? And you have to have that leadership because when things get rocky, and Jim knows this, when things get rocky, it's the vets that settle everybody down because you can get out of sync and you need a veteran to come up. Get out and say, hey, get yourself back in check here. We're doing this today. And so I'm reminded, go back to just Cheyenne for a second, when they were playing Ohio State in the Big Ten tournament. And Cheyenne grew up with all the players on Ohio State. She knows everybody, right?
Right.
The veteran on her team, Ja'Kia Brown Turner, told her before they went out to the locker room, before Cheyenne exploded for the 25, 26 points that she had against Ohio State. Mm-hmm. She walked to the locker room and told Cheyenne, no friends today. Cheyenne, no friends today. And that's what you need a veteran around to say, this is what we're doing, and this is why we're doing it.
It's funny you should say that because Michael Jordan at the old arena, he had worked one of my camps for me the year before. And when he came out to get on the bus, he looked over at me. He said, Jones, tell Ron Harper, don't call me. Don't come by the house. And we ain't shaking hands at half court because I don't have no friends when I play.
Is that why Ron came to pick me up later?
That's right. That's right. And let me tell you what happens. So Kyrie comes to me one day, and he said, Mr. Jones, he said, what you got to tell me? I said, Kyrie, when you get on the floor, you don't have no friends. And he said, my dad said the same thing. and it's true because we're talking about an edge. And sometimes an edge is 1 to 3 points, a turnover, a big play that ends up giving you an opportunity to win the game. But all of that works for us. Brad, let's talk a little bit about these damn Celtics. What the heck is going on up there? They're killing people.
Well, they are killing people, Jimmy. They're running away with things. I mean, they got stung last night, but I will just tell you, they've been playing great basketball. But let me just be clear. I'm not sold on it. Right?
Me neither.
Until Tatum and Brown can prove a point, which they have failed to do, they show very well early, and then when it gets thick, they always seem to stumble up, right? So so I'm not sold on it yet, but I will have to tip my hat that they're playing good basketball. Now, we're going to see if Porzingis and Tatum and Brown and that crew can get going in the playoffs. That's yet to be seen because, you know, when we finish the 82, that's done. It's the best 1-7.
Brad, you mentioned Orlando could be a dark horse. So you just talked about Boston. The team that I want to ask you about is Milwaukee. Are they built for a deep run insofar as the way they play?
Well, I don't know that they are. I mean, obviously you got great talents in Lillard and Antetokounmpo, right, Middleton. But, you know, they've had a number of stumbles here. You know, I've been kind of watching them along the way. They get out a little bit. They play well. And then they stumble. So I'm not sure the addition of Doc Rivers late in the season, trying to get his system involved here, I'm not sure how this is going to go. I'm not sure they know how it's going to go, right? They know they have talent. But, again, it's the first 1-4 and the best of 7. I always believe this. You got to get the first one to put people on their heels, right, to get people uncomfortable. I always feel like if you get the first one of the 7, the other team has to respond. Now, if you come up the second game and go up 2-0, you're really on your heels. So it's all about understanding the moment. So I'm not sure that Milwaukee, even though they understand it, have been there, will their inability to perform at the end. Because remember, Damian Lillard has not been there. He's done a lot of scoring, but the Blazers hadn't done that.
Good stuff. Brad, before we let you go, I'm going to sneak one more in. What moment, what game do you remember in your NBA career where it hit you, the pressure of playoff basketball and how it's different? Can you, right off the top of your head, think of a scenario where you're like, this is different?
I could, but I could, Tim. All right. Listen, I'll tell you when I realized it was different. When we were in that series, the Bulls were in the series with the Cavaliers. The one thing I remember, me growing up here in Cleveland, and I had been to numerous playoff games, you know, watching Jimmy and them play for a long time. That crowd here, I would say, is probably one of the most electric crowds I'd ever played for that series. And every moment was on a dime. Everything could turn on a dime, and just pressure, yeah. The pressure for us to even be there was so immense that it's one of the things I'll never forget. And I've never forgotten that, because once you taste it, then you have an understanding. Somebody can tell you about it all day, Tim, about how the playoffs are amped up. You got to have the in. Until you get your feet in the water and do add some swimming in the water, then you understand what that is. And that's why you add veterans like Marcus Morris and Strus and Yang. Those are the guys, right? Because a guy like Craig Porter Jr. is not going to know, right? Some of the guys that haven't tasted. Evan's not really going to know. He got a taste of it last year, but it wasn't a real taste, right? The taste is when you can start to winning, when you start winning in the playoffs. That's when you get a real taste and understanding what it takes to win.
Well, that's a great insight. And on that, yes, we're going to let you go. Yeah, great stuff, Brad. As always, appreciate your time with Jim and I on Cavs HQ, and look forward to hearing you and Mike on post-game shows. Let's hope into late May, early June. How about that?
Yeah, well, that's what we're hopeful. I'm looking for good things. I want everybody to be back on the floor and give us the best opportunity.
There we go. Brad Sellers, our guest this
week. Thank you, Bradley.
Yep,
excellent.
On Cavs HQ. Presented by Betway. A quick timeout. More to come. Stay with us. We're coming back after this on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. Welcome back. Cavs HQ presented by Betway. Huge thank you to Brad Sellers. Boy, that was a terrific conversation. And now we're going to switch gears a little bit. Of course, March, Women in Sports Month, and Women in History Month, and so we thought we would bring you a conversation between Ryan Boobank, Senior Director of Broadcast Services for the Cavaliers, and one Holly Rowe of ESPN. You know Holly's work, and of course, with this being Women's History Month, Women in Basketball, Final Four in Cleveland, as far as women's NCAA action is concerned, we thought you'd like to hear this chat between Ryan Boobanks and one Holly Rowe.
You've already broken so many barriers and accomplished so much in your career. Is there anything that kind of stands out to you as like the most rewarding part to this point?
Wow, I think the most rewarding part, this is going to sound wild, but I've been with ESPN now for 28 years. And in 28 years, I have worked every single college football Saturday except for one during COVID. I've been able to show up and have great consistency. So I have broken barriers, but I think it's important for young people to know showing up is the biggest piece of every part of success. And I have kept showing up, and I'm really proud of that, because it's hard, it's cold, it's rain, it's wind, it's whatever. But I keep showing up because I love my job so much.
And you kept showing up during, you had a very personal battle with cancer. And I remember seeing you on TV, and you just kept showing up, even all through that.
Yeah, I think in a lot of ways, my love for sports and the passion I have for my job, I mean, I really, like, on my days off, I'll look and be like, whew, I finally have a day off. What game can I go to? Like, that's me. And so I'm just so lucky that I'm doing and living my passion. But that passion kept me going during cancer. I just had to get to the next game. I didn't care what was happening with my treatment. You know, I was bald. I had tubes sticking out of me. It was crazy, but I kept showing up for games because that was my happy place.
What do you want your legacy to be, or what do you want people to remember Holly Rowe?
Ooh, that's a great question. I don't know. I really have not ever thought about that. I think I hope my legacy is that I told a lot of great stories about amazing people, and that you may not remember me, but maybe you remember this great story that I told. I think that would be a good legacy. And then that I was kind and professional and good at my job.
What advice would you give to young women who are aspiring to work in the sports industry, whether it's in front of the camera like you or kind of behind the camera in the world of production?
Right. The best advice I can give to young people out there right now who want to get into this world, particularly women, it's possible. It's totally doable, but you have to be competitive and you have to find lanes for yourself that aren't just easily seen. For example, I didn't have anybody that I looked up to growing up that was a woman doing radio. So when I got into college, I bought time on a radio station and did the games myself, found a way to pay for it myself, selling sponsorships. Create your own opportunities, be competitive, but it's totally possible and it's the best job in the world. I'm getting paid to watch sports. It's amazing.
What needs to happen when it comes to equality for women working in sports? You're kind of saying, you know, find your own lane. We're in a male-dominated industry. We're trying to, you know, get past that. But what would you speak to on that about the equality?
Yeah, I think where we're at right now in equality for women in sports, it's a great conversation because I think social media has maybe been the greatest game changer. It's like a democracy. People pay attention to what they want on social media, and what we found is there's much more engagement for women's sports. And now the ratings are up. We're able to promote in a way that we never did. And so I just think it's leveled the playing field. All women have ever wanted was a chance, an opportunity. And now that we're getting that chance, when we put big shows on ABC, women's sports, they rate well. Just needed the opportunity.
And you've taken a lot of pride yourself in covering women's sports, and you're actually stepping away from men's college basketball. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Talk about your passion and your dedication to elevating women's sports.
Yeah, I have spent my whole life, probably because I wanted to be that little girl out there playing basketball. So I wanted to be like these women. And I have seen how they're not treated the same. I want them to get the same shine, the same opportunity, because they deserve it. They're working just as hard. The skill is just as great. And so I've been really passionate about it because I've seen for a long time how women's sports aren't elevated just for the sake of their gender. And that's kind of ridiculous. So I'm really passionate about it because I think if we build it, they will come. We are seeing people pack stadiums all around the country to see LSU women's basketball. Caitlin Clark is must-see viewing, selling out arenas that men aren't even selling out. We just needed a chance. And so I'm kind of putting every ounce of passion and energy I have to making sure these women have the platform they deserve.
Speaking of women's college basketball, we have the NCAA Women's Final Four coming to Cleveland here in April, a few short weeks away. Let's talk about the teams possibly that you're hoping to see here, first of all.
Yes, I don't ever hope to, I'm going to rephrase that, okay. I think the teams that have a really good chance to make it here, South Carolina looks amazing right now. And Dawn Staley, it's really remarkable to me because they replaced five seniors last year, not just any five seniors, the winningest class in school history. And here they are at number one again. So I think South Carolina is a team to keep your eye on. I also think UCLA is still a team to watch out for. The Pac-12 is really good this year. And of course, LSU, they are still rocking and rolling. There's so many teams that could be here, and I think that's what makes it the most exciting. It's just not the same old teams. It's really wide open competitive field this year.
You have some historical memories of your time here in Cleveland with this, the last women's NCAA Final Four that was here. Can you just touch on that real quick, and then we'll talk about your role in this upcoming tournament?
One of the greatest memories of my life is I have been privileged to cover the women's Final Four for almost two decades now, but one of the most memorable was in Cleveland. And I vividly remember riding on the bus with Pat Summitt around Public Square as we got to her hotel. She invited us to go watch game film with her on the day of the national championship game. And there we were in her suite with the whole team going over their final preparations. It was myself and Doris Burke. And at the time, we didn't know how precious that was. But now that we've lost Coach Summitt, that is maybe one of my most fond memories of one. The greatest coach of all time was also the most open and welcoming. I want you women to be good at your job, so let me invite you in so you can be great. And her access and availability was second to none. She was just a kind and wonderful woman, but the most fierce competitor I've ever been around. And I kind of want to be that when I grow up. I want to be the most kind and wonderful person, but also one of the most fierce competitors that wins. And I got that from Pat Summitt right here in Cleveland.
It's amazing. That brings me chills. What's your role going to be with this year's Final Four?
Yes, I will be one of the sideline reporters for this year's Final Four in Cleveland. It is a huge honor. We get to crown champions. We get to be with women in the biggest moments of their lives. I remember interviewing Kim Mulkey after the national championship, an improbable win for LSU. And she just broke down in tears. I remember interviewing Caitlin Clark after they get the upset win in the Final Four last year to get to the national championship game. And just seeing Caitlin Clark, all she had put into it, I get to just kind of be there in those moments, and it's precious to me. So I can't wait for us to crown a champion. I can't wait for us to tell you all the great stories of these women. They deserve all the coverage. It's already sold out. We cannot wait to be back here in Cleveland the end of March, beginning of April.
Real quick, you started as a journalism major in Utah, and now you're currently working with the Utah Jazz.
Yes.
Ever in your plans?
No, so this is a crazy story. I started out pulling cables behind the camera guys for the Utah Jazz. I did every production role, stage manager, graphics, stats, AD. And then, you know, they came to me a few years ago and said, we'd love to bring you back as an analyst. And that's a huge step up for me. For any woman, I'm the first woman to get to do that role for the Utah Jazz, and I don't take it lightly. So it's a big honor. We actually got to be here and do a game recently against the Cleveland Cavaliers, and this is really special to me because, okay, the Utah Jazz lost, but Utah native Sam Merrill had a career-high 27 points, and he grew up in Bountiful, Utah, which is my hometown. So it was a really cool full circle moment for me with the Cavs.
Well, thank you so much for trailblazing for all of us women in this room behind the camera. Some of us have done some on-camera work as well, so we appreciate you.
Well, it's an honor. I just think, you know, if you love sports, and most of we don't grow up as women in sports, we just grow up as people who love sports. So treat yourselves like that and just be the great sports fans and know that anything is possible. If you work really hard and you're competitive, anything's possible.
Well, that was a great conversation. Ryan Boo Banks and Holly Rowe from ESPN. Really good stuff. Thanks, Ryan Boobangs, for doing that, and thanks, Holly Rowe, as well. We'll take a timeout, and we'll put the finishing touches on this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Cavs HQ, presented by Betway. That was a jam-packed show. Huge thank you to Brad Sellers, who joined us earlier in the program. As always, great insights from the mayor. And, of course, Brad will be back on tomorrow night with Mike Snyder on the post-game show. Outstanding conversation with Ryan Boo Banks and Holly Rowe from ESPN. So great big thank you goes out to Ryan and Holly for that chat. Jim Jones, great big thank you to you. Of course, a huge thanks to the dynamic duo, Kurt McLaughlin, along with Marty Allen. Biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. We'll be back with you again tomorrow night. Cavs and Charlotte again in Charlotte tomorrow. Tip-off at 7, Huntington Tip-Off Show at 6:30 on the Medical Mutual Cavaliers Audioverse. So until then, thank you much for listening, and so long, everybody.